those in your files?
This is one.
Okay. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Since that's what the agenda together, I'll call it to order. And our first order of business is to elect a chairperson.
Being the auditor and commissioner of elections, I nominate Lucy Martin.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. If I may be so bold as to make a few remarks before we start. Thanks everyone for coming today. Vacancies are not uncommon. This is the fourth time in 15 years that Story County has had a supervisor vacancy. The vacancy provisions in the Code of Iowa are a well-worn section and burnished to a high shine. In government, the players change, but the institution does not falter. That is how the system works. Okay, so we need today to decide how to fill a vacancy on the board. But we have a process that serves us well. In the near future, we will welcome a new colleague, and I have no doubt at all that that person will be a fine individual, and we will work very well with that individual. But the vacancy left by Paul Tube, the man, is permanent, and there is no code provision to address it. Paul was one of a kind, and it was my very great privilege to work with him and call him my friend.
Well said.
Thank you. And we need to adopt our agenda. I had a minor change. If you guys would consider that, I would like to swap items 7 and 8, if that is okay with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, do you have a motion to adopt the agenda with noted changes?
So moved.
All those in favor? Signify. Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
any discussion? We don't do this very often.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Agenda is adopted with noted changes. I have, Shelley, if you want to get the lights, I just have a brief presentation. It's for us, but also for the audience, so they understand the process here. The vacancy on the board is filled pursuant to Code Section 69.14A, subsection 1. And there are two options for us to consider today. That's appointment or special election. If we opt for an appointment, that has to be made within 40 days of the vacancy. And if a special election is held at the earliest practicable date. If we opt for an appointment and we make one, citizens of Story County can still petition for a special election within 14 days of that appointment. So that's the overview.
Oops.
Okay. So I'm trying to do a side-by-side comparison for everybody here. I want to talk about the dates. Because we are in a primary election frame right now, there are blackout dates. And the earliest practicable date would be Tuesday, July 12th, which would mean a candidate filing deadline of Friday, June 17th for a special election that's 25 days before the election. And then the canvas would be July 19th. The canvas is the official certification of the results. And the new supervisor will be sworn in on that day. If we offer an appointment, I just gave the window of, the window is based on publication dates. Because we do not have a regular meeting schedule, we have to post notice. So that's a window of time to meet. June 14th is the 40th day, so we would have to make an appointment by that day. And the appointee would be sworn in. And then that starts the clock for the 14 days for special election petition. And signatures required, which is based on the general election turnout from 2014, is 3,322 signatures. I can't do that. Sorry, guys. Okay. I had to circle the dates there. Okay, what does this do to the terms? Nothing. The appointment until the next pending election, the special election is for the residue of the term. And if we do make an appointment, then the seat will go on the November 8th ballot. This Board of Supervisors to fill a vacancy. So the term is up in the 2018 cycle, runs through 2018, and the residue of the term would be essentially for the 2 years, the 2.5 years that it remains. Then it'll go on in the vote for two cycle that we have with the governor cycle. Costs. I'm assuming these are vote centers here. Vote centers allows any voter in Story County to go to any vote center and cast a ballot. It allows us to whittle down from the 43 precincts to, this assumes the use of 25 precincts, which we've never done a special countywide since we've had the use of vote centers. So that's a very crude estimation, $30,000. If we use all 43, it would be $52,000 or more. So, and then appointment, our costs are pretty minimal. Publication costs, overtime for Shelley. I'm assuming that we would do night meetings to get the best audience, and that would be under $300. Okay, so whatever we decide today, this vacancy will appear on a ballot in 2016. It's a matter of whether it will be July or November. And people are very interested in how any candidates would get on the ballot. So partisan candidates would be nominated via county convention, which the two parties would reconvene, and the candidate would file a convention certificate and an affidavit of candidacy. That's to run under a party line. And a nonpartisan candidate would file to be nominated by petition, and that's 250 signatures, and again, the affidavit of candidacy. This is probably not a huge deal in Story County, but NPPOs, non-party political organizations, they can do either. Non-party political organizations are political organizations that are not recognized as political parties in Iowa. That might be Libertarian or Green, or the Rent is Too Damn High party, anything like that. And they can either have a nominating convention or circulate a petition that person is running under their auspices. Filing deadlines, June 17th, 5 p.m. For special, and then Wednesday, August 31st, 5 p.m. to go on the November ballot. And the filing clerk is the county auditor. Let's see. People want to know what the voting would look like in these scenarios. This is my best guess. We have not had a special election, countywide special election in Story County since 2002. That was a local option sales tax election, so there's money on the ballot. We had 20% turnout. That was in October, so the students were in session. So I estimated nothing higher than 15%. I would probably come in much lower than that, more like a 5%. That's just my best guess. Whereas in a general election, presidential election is our highest turnout type of election. So that's 70% turnout of the citizens. So, any questions on my presentation? Would you like me to go back to revisit any of those?
Great presentation, Lucy. Thank you.
Okay. And then, couldn't resist. I took this picture last week. So, there we go. All right. Okay. If there's no questions on that, now is the time that we will receive public comments about, and this is about the process. This is if we should appoint or if we should hold a special election. I did receive written comments from one person And I'll read those. And then if anybody would like to speak for or against either appointment or election, please come to the mic and state your name and your preference. So this is from Monty Woodward from 517 S Avenue in Nevada. I would like to strongly recommend that a person is selected by a committee instead of an election. Special elections cost a lot more than a wise selection. I am a retired county employee who has total faith in the selection process. No, I am not interested, but I know many who that could fill the vacancy. I know it is a tough time losing someone as special as Paul. Many will miss him. But I truly feel a county team can select a person from a pool of candidates. I have full confidence in the county doing this. Thank you for your time and reading and considering this. Did either of you receive any written comments?
I received two emails. I believe the one came from Ted Tedesco asking us for his appointment with all of his background. It's a very lengthy one. I'll leave it up here for people to read if they
choose to. So clearly he's asking that we choose appointment.
That we choose the appointment. And
okay.
Yeah. And then I received one late yesterday from Jim Cooper asking for the appointments as well.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak to this issue? Going. Okay. All right. Then I will declare public comment section closed. And that brings us to our consideration and choice of option. Any comments? I have to say this is a very loaded comment for an auditor because it deals with budget and with elections. I have been reading the minute books and looking back over the last three times that this committee has had to reconvene or to convene and to discuss this issue. And in those three instances, appointment was the option that the county took, which is, you know, and I don't believe we were in our petition for a special election at that point. So that is clearly the more frugal option in terms of cost.
Oh, definitely. I don't know. I mean, you know, funds get low this time of year anyway. It's the end of our fiscal year. I'm all for going with the appointment.
I would add that a special election gives the residents of Story County a chance to vote. But given the time period and, you know, the serving the term for 6 months, I really feel that the appointment process is the process we should go with.
Yeah, I feel we have more people get a chance, more people will participate in a general election. It's in 5 months, 6 months. Feels like five if you're the auditor. And that the people will have a say at that point in time. So I would concur with your comments. So can I get a motion?
I will make a motion that we appoint this position to fill the vacancy.
A second.
All right. Any discussion? Okay. I'll call a question. Erich?
Aye.
Tweet?
Aye.
Martin? Aye. Okay. Going with the appointment. Now I'm digging my files for my appointment option. So I had asked that we switch 7 and 8 because I think we want to talk about our process before we talk about our dates, because I think our process will dictate dates. So I have made a list of things that I would like to see in the appointment process, if I can share those with you. I would like to see a cover letter to the committee, a resume, letters of recommendation, presentation at a public meeting, and I have 7 questions that I would like to ask any potential appointees, which I will share with you guys, but I want to hear what your thoughts are on this process.
I agree with what you said. That's exactly what I was looking for, the resume, cover letter, letters of reference, public presentation, and doing some research. Let's see, Linn County, Dubuque, they recently went through the same process, and I reached out to those other treasurers, and gosh, they gave me 20-some questions, but it took them 4 days and 45 minutes per each applicant. I think that might be a little expensive if, unless we have that many people. I don't think we need 45 minutes.
Right. I would point out when Fred Matthiessen died and they appointed Dennis Valentine, there were 23 people that spoke to ask to be appointed. So I think a rigorous selection process would be very helpful for us.
Mm-hmm. I also like to add possibly a background check. Possibly I talked with Alyssa a little bit through the county or the sheriff's office. We do that. And also if we want to use NeoGov, what the county uses for applicants, or if we want them just to have a depository, you know, at our office, one of our offices, to drop off all of that information. So for each applicant to consider.
Okay. So, Stacey, you agree. Renee and I both said you cover letter, CV, letters of reference, presentation. You agree with all of that?
I do agree with that.
I think probably the, so can I get a motion for those, and then we can talk about questions to ask and figure out what exactly we want?
I'd like to clarify a question real quick before we make a motion. For a presentation, are you talking like just give it, have some type of...
I'm thinking because they're a supervisor and we're in the public eye, I think they should be able to speak for at least 5 minutes, maybe no more than 8.
I just want to know the parameters,
because if we have 45 applicants and if we decide, you know, that's something that concerns me a little bit as well.
Well, I'm wondering if we were going to have a series of meetings where we have to whittle down to finalists, and then we would have presentations after that fact. So I think looking at, like you two, I looked at other counties and what they've done, I think Johnson County was one that I looked at as well as Story County. I don't know what the general applicant pool will look like.
Right.
I don't know if we'll have 40 people or 4. So
great. Right. And that I think will determine that process on how many we get.
Yeah.
And my next question, one more question, do we keep them sequestered from the other applicants as they're doing their presentation?
Yeah, actually, that was something that happened when I myself was appointed, that during the presentation by the other applicants, we were not in the room, which I think helped so you didn't feel like if you covered the same topics, mm-hmm. you weren't undercut by, oh, that person said this and I was going to say that.
Yes.
You know, I think it actually helped the applicants. Right. So that was useful.
You answer my questions. I would be in agreement to that.
Yeah, and I like the idea about a background check.
Mm-hmm. Is it a question for you, Alyssa? Can we use NeoGov if we so choose? I mean, there's nothing preventing us from doing that.
How do you want
an electronic
version?
I don't have a preference.
I mean, I know anybody can go online and do like a Iowa Courts online, right? Is open for everything, but since we've decided to choose the appointment option, I would like to vet any potential supervisor as closely as we can. Do we want to talk about questions separately, or do we want to, because I think we might all have different questions that we would like to ask some with it, and then figure out where our overlap is.
Do we want the questions to be included with what we're requesting to come in, or are we saving our questions for public?
I would like them to be part of the application process, and then they it's up to the candidate to work them into any presentation or not. But I think for this committee to decide, I would like a written response.
I'd like a little bit of both, I think. Yeah. Do we need to come up with those questions today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we should give any applicants as much leeway as possible. Do we want to have a motion to look at everything and then look at the questions as a separate motion, like put that in so that we would ask for letter, resume, recommendation letters, public presentation, and then a written response to questions, and then we'll decide what those questions will be. And I think we should also reserve the right to ask additional questions if they occur to us. This is, we're not limiting ourselves to, you know, these 5 questions or these 10 questions.
I will make a motion to have the applicants do the cover letter, resume, 3 letters of reference.
I don't know if we...
I wouldn't put a limit on it.
Just say letters of reference.
Letters of reference. And add some questions to be answered in that same packet.
Presentation at public meeting.
And presentation at public meeting.
Background check.
Alyssa, are you okay during the background check? So there's a form that they would have to sign when they submit, or is it available on our website?
No, we submit
it after they submit the information, so the information could come in, you know, hand carried or mailed instead of NeoGov.
Okay. Alyssa Whitnell is our human resources director for those. We're not familiar.
At what point are you planning to do the background check? After you choose the person, are you planning on running a background check on every applicant? Okay. Ours are typically post-offer.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. We don't run a background check on every individual.
Post-offer if we're going to start somebody in or right after.
I mean, you could do it when you narrow it down and just do it on the final.
We could just say for finalists.
I mean, if that's acceptable. And you can choose who you want if you want us to do it. But, you know, there's a charge. Our company charges otherwise at the sheriff's office.
Okay.
They've done, you know, it depends on, they do their own.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd have to work with them to see if they'd be willing to do that. Okay. Either way, we'd need a signed release in order to run that background check. Because you'd have to get certain information from them. That's not on your application to run that check.
So if we were to narrow it down to, say, the top 3 or 5 and then run the background check?
They could hit then at that point sign the release.
Okay.
Typically, your application process says they will be subject to this, a background check at some point during the process.
So
I will make that part of my motion.
So we have an amended motion. We need a second.
I can second that.
Okay. Further discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no opposition, motion carries. Okay. We've agreed we wanted to ask questions. Now we need to hammer out what those questions might be. Stacy's ensured that. Do you have a list that you'd like to?
I do. I reached out to Johnson County, Linn County, and Dubuque County, and I did talk to the Dubuque County recorder, and I'll share that information with the 2 committee members. But I did receive some really good questions that I really liked from Linn County. Do you want me just to read those?
Please.
Okay, number one. What is your general concept of county government, and what is your understanding of the primary responsibilities of a county supervisor? What do you know about Story County government specifically? How familiar are you with the issues faced by rural Story County residents and residents of other small communities within Story County. When approached by a concerned citizen concerning a county issue, how would you handle that situation? How have you handled situations in the past where a group of people with diverse opinions were able to come to a consensus or a resolution? How does your past work experience, education, and civic involvement relate to being a supervisor? And my last one is, why do you want to be a Story County supervisor for approximately 6 months? Tell us what makes you the best qualified candidate for this appointment.
I only have two to add to that. Ragnar, maybe three. What do you see as the most important issue or issues facing Story County at this time? And how do you think the Board of Supervisors can have a positive impact on that? What are your goals for the future of Story County, and what changes would you like to implement? And are you willing to be on the ballot in November? Yes or no, and why?
Yeah. Mine are pretty similar. If we did like a little mashup of yours, I did want to ask political affiliation and the person's involvement in his or her party or political organization. I do think that's important. You're free to disagree. And I also want to ask, describe your experience putting together and managing budgets, since it's such a large part of supervisor's duties. This dovetails with both of your questions, but describe your approach to balancing economic and business interests with the interests of private citizens. And then I had to come up with a couple of post-appointment scenarios, kind of like what you had talked about, Renee. If you are appointed and a special election is petitioned, will you seek nomination to run in the special election? If you are not appointed, will you petition for a special election or run in a special election that is petitioned? And if appointed, will you run for the vacancy for the residue of the term in November? So I think those are all important questions to ask, but mm-hmm. we can
compile our questions
yeah.
and add that to. Mm-hmm. Should we put that on the website? Set that.
Yeah, I think whatever we do today, we can talk about that too. We'll put out a press release, put it on the website. Right now, Stacy has been the central location for all inquiries. I think we should continue mm-hmm. to make her office. She has a nice binder in there or folder, and we can put her address and just say send everything attention to her so we can all examine that. Mm-hmm. I will say any inquiries are a matter of public record. People that can come in to examine them or request them. We're not going to just put everything out there, but that's available upon request. So. Do we want to decide definitively on a series of questions, or?
I think it'd be best just to get it done, and yeah. then we have, yeah. and then we can set our deadlines and just move forward.
Okay.
I do. So.
So are you keeping track of what we've all said?
Well, Renee touched on goals
right.
of Story County, and
yeah.
I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm. These two, and Lucy had my third one also, so I just
right.
had two.
So the two that Renee had listed.
Three or four.
I have five.
Five.
I'm just looking to see what would be similar to. I do like the how have you handled. If you had any conflict or any type of how do you handle
mm-hmm.
The situation, if a concerned citizen comes to you, I do like that question.
Yeah, I like all the questions.
Yeah, I'm good with all of them that we read.
It's 10 too many.
I think that's for us to decide. If we think 10 is what we need, then that's what we need.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
I'm fine with 10.
Is there any other
I think
questions
we come up with more, we can ask them in the
Yeah, I think we don't limit ourselves. We ask the 10 questions that were brought forth. If we have more at any subsequent meetings, then, you know, this is...
Yes, verbally.
Yeah, then people should be prepared to answer any questions. Not that we're looking for gotcha moments.
No.
Something might just occur to us, or something might come up in county business that's really important to talk about. So,
do we need a motion on the 10 questions to add?
Yeah.
I'll make the motion that we add these 10 questions that we read out loud today, and we'll make them part of the press release and on the website.
Yeah, part of the application process, yes.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. I'll call the question. Aaron?
Aye.
Fleet?
Aye.
Martin? Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Now, let's talk about dates. Where's my calendar?
So do you want to put that slide back on the date?
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you.
There we go. I have some thoughts on this. Again, I looked at what Story County has done in the past and also what other counties have done more recently. And looking at our publication dates, and then we can work application dates, I think, around our public meeting dates. I think May 31st, we could meet. And if we wanted to discuss finalists of that date, we can, or we could say, yeah, we're going to make the appointment that date. But that date also gives us time to have a second meeting before or on June 14th. And selfishly, I'm looking at my calendar. I have a very few days available. I mean, any day can be available, but I have better days. So that's also a good day for me.
May 31st is a good day for you?
Yeah. And I don't know. I hope we all brought our calendars.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that window, May 31st to June 14th. And I don't know if we want to set a series of meetings or just one meeting.
I think that'll be determined by the number of applicants, which is the unknown in all of this.
Yeah, I just think the way we have to publish notice.
3 weeks.
I'm just trying to think of how to word that publication. Say that. So you're saying we could appoint that day, but maybe we'll just want to whittle down to X number of finalists and meet on, I don't know.
You said it determined, I mean, we don't know how many applicants.
Yeah.
You said we could have 4, we could have 25.
I would say we could set the date for the 31st. And then after we determine that, then we can give a timeline for start and finish for applications being submitted and received by a certain date. And so then we have time to review them. Is that what you're...
I'm thinking if we're going to meet the 31st, then we have to, you know, say applications are due, I don't know, the 27th. And then, but we would also want to set a later date in case we cannot... Maybe it'll be really clear on the 31st that we all have the same, you know, there's just one person that shines and we can make an appointment, or we want to push that decision. We'll only be able to come to consensus on some finalists and then meet at a later date. So I think we have to build that into our notice of intent to say, But I don't know. I don't know if we're, I don't know if that's fair to applicants to say we don't know if we're going to do it on the 31st. So be prepared to talk. What if we only have 3 applicants? Then I think it's pretty easy. But if we have 30, then that's really different.
Well, we could start on the 31st and get your calendar clear on the 1st and 2nd also in case it has to go for
No, my calendar isn't.
I know you got primary the next week.
Yeah, so I also have I'm training election officials the 1st and the 2nd. So I could potentially meet on the 3rd, but I think that's a terrible time to have a public meeting on a Friday. So then I would push it to the 8th, 9th, 10th, or 13th.
Are we doing this meeting during the day or the evening?
I think we would do an evening meeting. I think that's better.
5, 6, 7.
I'm thinking like 5:30.
5:36 is what I'm thinking.
Because if it will take a long time to have the presentations and...
If we decide to do presentations.
Right, but we have that time built in rather than publicizing something and having a short meeting and having to wait until the 14th to have, you know, an 8-hour meeting or 2-hour meeting or, you know, that's what I'm trying to...
That's why I would think we should set 2 meetings.
The 31st and the 14th.
I don't know if I want to do 14th. I would want to do like the.
Did you say you're not free on the 2nd?
I'm not free on the 2nd.
1st?
No. 6th?
6th
was really bad.
I know. I'm not even going to ask about the
7th. 7th is probably better than the 6th, actually, but I think that I'll do whatever works for you guys, frankly, because I'm the one with the...
What's your
but I just, the 1st and the 2nd are out.
Okay.
I could meet the week of the 23rd. I mean, I'm very flexible.
I don't think we have time to publish.
Okay, so today's the
17th. So I think the 31st is actually the first time we could do something.
Working.
Web publishing 4 to 20 days in advance. This is the problem. We don't have a regularly scheduled meeting, so.
Let's just set the first meeting for May 31st at 5:30 in the public meeting room if it's available.
It is available, I checked.
Are you okay with that, Renee?
Yes. I think in our notice of intention to appoint, we should build in the 2nd meeting now, though.
I agree.
Really, I look to you, Lucy, because you've got the election.
Yeah. For me, I would like to do it the 8th, 9th, or 13th. That would be my calendar's preference.
I would go for the 8th, the soonest.
I think the whole goal is to get a supervisor sworn in as soon as possible because the county business has not stopped since May 6th, and the supervisors have a lot on their plates. So, okay. So you want
and go at 5:30 again? Does that work? Or do you want earlier or later?
I could do 5.
Do 5 o'clock?
I think 5:30 is
second.
Okay.
Second meeting.
So we have May 31st at 5:30 and June 8th at 5:30 in here. For.
Right. And I did public meeting room is free. I'll talk to Darla about that. Okay. So can I get that in the form of a motion?
I will move that our next scheduled meeting is May 31st at 5:30 here in the Board of Supervisors, second floor of public meeting room, and the second meeting will be
necessary
is June 8th at 5:30
okay.
In the same room.
I'll second.
All those in favor, signify with saying aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Okay, now when do we want applications due? We should set a time for that. If we're meeting on the 31st, May 27th, Friday at noon.
I'd be happier with the 26th.
26th, okay. And it's a holiday weekend?
Yes.
All
right. 5 p.m. noon.
5 p.m. on the 26th. Apps do.
Okay.
Can I get that motion?
I move that all applications be turned in to the recorder's office by 5 p.m. on May 26th.
I'll second the motion. Any discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any opposition? No. Motion passes. Okay. I think we're doing really well for people who don't normally have a public meeting together. Any further comments from the committee members? Or any further action that we need to do?
I have a question regarding the presentations that we will schedule. Do you want my office to do that? Do you want Shelley to work on scheduling those? I'm just trying to
at the public meeting. The public presentations that applicants will be asked to do.
Right. As far as who will be contacting, who will be making that contact, will we determine that on the?
I think that's the 31st, and then
okay,
and then we.
I'm just trying to figure out what to expect.
I would say order of presentations would just be drop by lot, and that we, like as we discussed, we put in the conference room any applicants that are not currently at the mic.
So I guess I'm unclear.
Mm-hmm.
On the 31st. We will have a chance. We've already had a chance to review all the applications, and so will the applicants be asked to come on the 31st?
I think the applicant should be prepared to speak, but we might not do it on the 31st.
Okay,
because
I
won't know.
We don't know if we're going to have 4 or 10 or 20. So the second meeting is in case we don't get through them that night. Maybe we should.
Or we can't decide who we would like to hear from. Maybe there are people that we read their applications and we're like, I don't want to hear you speak.
No, I think everybody deserves the opportunity to speak.
Even if the applications are incomplete?
No, not if they're
okay.
Incomplete.
Yeah.
No.
Or they don't pass muster, I guess. Or?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing when I hire in my office.
So I
think they should all come and be prepared to speak on the 31st, assuming we can get through them in one night. If not, they'll have to come back on the 8th and be prepared to present then.
In 5 to 7 minutes time limit?
Yeah, I think no longer than that, yeah.
Okay.
Because the supervisors are out in the public just as much as us, but they're in here every week. They have to be prepared for this room to be full, to speak to the press, the people, and deal with the situations. I don't think we're asking a whole lot for a 5 to 8 minute public presentation.
Yeah, but I think we should limit it as well.
Yeah, like 7-8 minutes is fine, unless you think more.
I think 5 to 7 is I think some opening remarks, closing remarks, and yeah, and I know that it's really messy for applicants. Maybe you'll decide on the 31st, maybe you won't, but we don't know. We don't know what the pool is like. This is a very serious decision that we have to make, and we're going to take the time that we need to make it properly. So,
okay. So everything, you're going to put out a press release. We'll include the 10 questions that we went over today.
Mm-hmm.
That will also be on the website. Everything needs to be turned into Stacy's office.
She's the central location for all applications.
I made sure you
said that. Yeah. And those are public records if anyone would like to examine them.
And that packet's just going to be on your counter during the day?
It will be in my office.
Okay.
It will be in my office. So.
I would say maybe we should see if the public has any questions or comments.
That's a good idea. Does anyone have any questions for us at this time? I don't see any.
anything that we're missing?
It's a big job. So I will, just to recap, this will be on the county's website. The date of the publication for notice of intent to appoint will be in the paper on Thursday the 26th in the three official papers. And our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 31st at 5:30 in this room. And if we need to have a second meeting, that will take place on Wednesday, June 8th at 5:30, also in this room.
I have moved to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.